This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Check it out. How do you do? Another hour of the DJV program, named after Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer's off till the next week, so Victoria gets us started this hour with something for us to think about. This is penetrating, I know. I can always tell when Victoria says, well, so you can do your well,
okay.
And let's go. Yes,
how well. About we take a trip to Texas?
Hey!
Starting this school year, English, math, and history are not the only classes required to graduate from high school in Texas. There is a new state law that requires students in grades 9 through 12 to receive a class that includes a 16-minute video that aims to teach students how to deal with law enforcement during a traffic stop. Huh. Now, this is called the Community Safety Education Act. It was signed into law by the 85th Texas Legislature to help ease tensions between police and students. Obviously, we know there are multiple shootings by police of unarmed citizens. This is a huge problem. This is what the NFL protests are about. That's the real reason that they're taking a knee at the anthem. It's all about police brutality and shooting unarmed citizens. And in most cases, the people end up dying when they get shot. So in the video that the students now have to watch, it has a reenactment of students being pulled over for speeding and then the officers explaining to them what to do next. This is kind of interesting. I actually can see the merit of this. However, I think when you get down to what the students are learning, they're learning, you know, the proper protocol. Don't, you know, you put your hands on the steering wheel, like the basics of what you're supposed to do. And I don't remember if that's actually taught in driver's ed. I think I learned that kind of protocol when a little bit in driver's ed, but really it's not taught anywhere, I don't think. Kara, do you remember having this?
I don't remember being in my driver's ed class, and specifically I remember I was pulled over fairly soon after getting my license, and my mom was in the car, and it wasn't for speeding, but it was because I'd gone across two lanes of traffic and there was a cop coming and he didn't think it was safe, so he pulled me over. But I remember sitting in the driver's seat, and I thank God my mom was there because I was terrified, and I really had no idea what to do. And you just kind of sit there still hoping that, like, okay, I guess he'll come up to the window and tell me what to do. But you don't want to move too fast, and you don't want to, like, do anything that could make him think that you're armed or anything like that. So I don't know. I'm supportive of this. I think it's a good idea. And like you said, I don't really think there's anywhere else that you learn it. If in driver's ed,
unless your parents get pulled over,
and
you watch what happens.
Did your parents teach the two of you to drive, or did you learn at a school? How did you learn how to drive?
Well, you kind of have to learn how to do it with your parents. I mean, I went to driver's ed. That's typically only like a week, and I know a lot of people fudge the hours. My parents were very much behind me doing all of the hours that I was required to have. So it was, you know, anytime we did errands, anytime we went anywhere, I was the one driving, because you have to have way more than what hours than what driver's ed covers.
My dad had taught my brother and me to drive when we were kids, practically. We would go to, like, the local recycling center, and he would let us, you know, drive and on that property. But that was probably at, like, you know, maybe 14, 15, but not on regular roads.
How worried were they?
My dad is super cool about stuff like that. My dad knew when I got my license that I could already drive, and he had no problem with me as a driver. So, but you know, you're right, Kara. A lot of people don't do enough hours, and then you get your license because you can pass the written test and you can make a few turns, but you really don't know all the other stuff that goes along with it. And if you don't know better, a friend of mine, and this is actually just, I just remembered this, when we first got our licenses in high school, a guy friend of mine got pulled over for speeding, and he freaked out, and he got out of the car, and a cop drew a gun on him, because he wasn't trying to do anything shady. He had his license and his registration in his hand, and he was just trying, he was nervous and didn't know what to do, and so he went to open the car door, and the cop immediately started screaming at him and pulled a gun on him.
Yeah.
It's
that
terrifying.
Happened to me. That happened to me, too. I remember being stopped. I got out of the car. A police officer pulled out his gun, said, "Get back in the car." And I said, "Well,
right.
Here's my license registration." And he said, "Get back in the car."
Yeah.
And I was in my 20s, I think, when that happened.
And I it's understandable why police are scared in that situation, because
right,
they've all been faced with something that is not innocent. But, you know, for a normal person who has never done anything wrong and isn't attempting to commit a crime or something like that, it doesn't even occur in your mind that you would be doing anything bad. So it's...
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think this video in Texas that essentially what we're talking about is now high school kids have to watch this video on how to deal with being pulled over for a traffic stop. I think this is a really good thing. I think it definitely will teach all the kids what you are supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. Apparently, the parents of the students are part of this class. There's a Q&A for parents and teachers to talk about things if they have concerns. Now, will this affect how minority kids and young people, especially young black males, will this affect how they handle traffic stops? Will this instill any faith in the system? Because that's one of the biggest problems that we have, is every time a young black male is pulled over in this country, they either take off running because they know someone who's been shot and killed by the police, and in most cases, that's one of the reasons why they run. Everyone says, well, why they run? Well, because in so many cases, even that 10-year-old boy, do you remember that a couple months ago? There was a 10-year-old boy outside Chicago. He got pulled over, and he was riding his bike in a neighborhood. The cops, he was 10. They put him in handcuffs. They threw him on the roof of a car, or on the hood of a car. And the uncle was there saying, of course he's going to run from you. You killed his father. His own father had been shot by Chicago police. So it's a systemic problem. I don't know if a video is going to solve that. But I think for non-minority students, I think that this is probably something good.
It addresses the problem to a point. There's a much deeper problem. I'm talking about the results of scores, the things that are being required to get into college, the SAT, the ACT, all these things, and how much the education, talking about getting out of high school, you have to watch this police video. Getting out of high school should also require that you have really decent grades in I'm off of STEM and I'm on to STEAM, frankly. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. I have, and others have, added arts into this because I think without having a focus on some sort of artistic reality, that's not an education. It's not music and art classes, not learning how to draw. Somebody said that to me the other day, sent me a note and said, what do you mean, learning how to draw? I can't draw. No, it's not about learning how to draw. It's learning to appreciate. I was horrible at it. I flunked. The only college course I ever flunked was Lit and Fine Arts because I couldn't memorize or didn't want to. I could do whatever I wanted to, but I didn't like looking at all those pictures. I thought they were the dumbest things. The pictures that were done by Monet and Manet.
You're talking about art history. That was
my
minor.
Right. Yeah. Well, so there you go. And so, but adding it in, maybe I would have had more of an appreciation for it had I had more exposure to it when I was younger. I certainly wasn't going to get that exposure at home, but if I'd have had it in school, it might have meant something to me. Right now, for me, art is pictures of my dog, Charlotte, my children, a cow over the mantle. You know, that's art as far as I'm concerned.
You have a cow over your mantle?
Yes, I have a cow over my mantle. And people who come into my house and come into the living room when we have business...
They say, what a lovely cow.
Yes, that's exactly what
they say. I'm assuming you mean a picture and not a stuffed cow above your mantle.
Oh, no, not a stuffed cow. No, a picture of Peaches, who was the grand dam of the farm. My friend, the city councilor, says to all of his friends when they come over, Doug's the only one I know who has, actually another one of the city councilors said the same thing. I walked into his house and I looked in the living room, and over the mantle is a picture, it's a big picture of a cow. And they want to know why I had a cow there, and I explained it. And the guy looks at me and says, most people have pictures of their family or things like that. Yeah, well,
not Doug.
She's part of my family.
But hey, I understand that completely. We've had horses that are completely—they're totally family members. Yeah. So I completely understand that.
So how did
although
we get
it is
from,
funny that it's a cow.
From steam to pictures of cows. Well, I was explaining
art history. Artistic. That's your.
That's right.
That's
my
what
art history.
Art.
Is right.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent lightning storm. Here to describe the event, a TV tray.
I was watching football and holding a plate of meatloaf when kabam! A bolt of lightning slams into the apartment, blowing out the TV and surround sound.
Anything you could have done to help?
Ma'am, I'm a foldable table, not an electrician.
Your TV tray can't help you in a lightning storm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100 or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th to 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
So, here's something you might have experienced. I used to post to job boards, only to spend countless hours
sorting through way too many resumes,
just to find a few qualified candidates for
my tech sales teams,
the trucking business I hire for,
my hair salons.
That old process was definitely not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes
to find people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
A central tenet of the American dream has always been that the next generation would do better than the one before it. Education was the essential key. This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president of STAND, staying true to America's national destiny. My father had a sixth grade education. I graduated from Harvard Law School. My dad drilled into me, study hard and get a good education. The public schools I attended in working class Chester, Pennsylvania prepared me for college. Unfortunately, the ladder I climbed has had the rungs ripped out for many children who attend not accredited schools in dangerous neighborhoods where academic achievement is often ridiculed. The answer to the problem of poor education is school choice. Liberate parents to make independent choices for their children instead of holding students hostage to failing schools. Introduce competition for scarce educational dollars because competition always improves quality. It's time to restore the dream of a better life for the next generation by giving parents the ability to choose quality education for their children.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, if you're going to tour Italy this year, be a little expensive. The city of Venice, for example, is going to start charging you for sitting down. City's mayor is Luigi Bergnano, proposing a fine of $600 for anybody sitting down in an undesignated spot. This is something that's been done. People actually already prohibited from sitting in tourist hotspots like in St. Mark's Square. Ever been there? St. Mark's Square?
Mm-hmm.
Where
no,
the bridge, the Rialto. Oh, my God. It's like going into another. It's a time warp.
You know who
warp.
They should find, though, and maybe they already do, the people who come up and beg you for money, because there are a ton of them in St. Mark's Square.
Yeah. St. Mark's Square is very interesting. You're right. So anyway, the proposal part of the city's hashtag Enjoy Respect Venezia campaign, part of a general Venetian crusade against rampant over-tourism. What? You don't want people to come see the city? It's great. But don't expect not to pay to sit down in Venice. Hoo-ah! 21 after the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ooh, I like this. Crank this up, will you, Kara?
Chaka Khan.
Love it. Chaka Khan, named Grand Marshal of the Rose Parade, featuring the theme, The Melody of Life. President of the Turner Roses, Gerald Freeney, was saluting Chaka's efforts as an activist and praised her gourmet dark chocolates. I didn't know she was doing gourmet chocolates.
I didn't know that either.
Really?
Chocolates.
Chocolate. I like that.
Chocolates.
That's
that
cool.
Makes sense.
Very cool. It does make sense. Yeah. Very nice. Chaka Khan, riding through Pasadena in the 130th Rose Bowl Parade New Year's Day, participating in the celebration before the Rose Bowl game, which will be a college football playoff semifinal. After the announcement, Chaka Khan said she was honored by her selection as the Grand Marshal. I think she lives in Pasadena, close by Glendale, somewhere out there like that. So, all right, so there's the Chaka Khan news. 25 after on the DJV show with Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Now our focus on Janet Jackson, who'd also be pretty good as the Grand Marshal, don't you think, of the parade?
She'd be great, yeah.
Yep. She's going to get a major honor the 4th of next month at the MTV European Music Awards in Spain. She'll pick up this year's Global Icon Award. Also supposed to perform a greatest hits medley at the event, including a recent single, Made for Now, for what will be her first EMA performance. So this is very cool. Other folks who have gotten this YouTube Green Day, Whitney Houston, the honor at the center will come months after she got the Icon Award at the Billboard Music Awards last spring. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because Haley Steinfeld is going to be the host of this show. It'll be the MTV EMAs streamed all around the world. I quite think Haley Steinfeld is very talented, frankly. Actress, singer. She's still doing well, is she not? I haven't heard a lot about her recently.
But I haven't heard much from her recently.
Yeah,
but
the last thing I know, I think she was on tour. I think she opened for Niall Horan from One Direction on his last tour. So I think she's just been focusing on music instead of movies right now.
Yeah, how old would she be? 23, 24?
Yeah, young 20s. I think she's a couple years younger than me.
Is she? All right. And that's young, ladies and gentlemen. That is young.
Baby.
Baby. Yep, just a baby. Okay, also, I suppose this would be considered sort of a musical story because I love to sing along with a theme from Sesame Street.
What?
Oh, I love
that. What a stretch that is.
What? The music from Sesame Street?
Oh, my God.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Sesame Street, the big bird actor, Carol Spiney, I believe is how he pronounced his name. Maybe Spinney, S-P-I-N-N-E-Y. That name not known well, but anyway, he brought Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch to life. Is retiring after 50 years with Sesame Street. So he's been there since the beginning. He said, Mr. Spinney said, even as I step down from my roles, I feel I will always be Big Bird and even Oscar once in a while. They've given me great joy, led to my true calling, and created a lifetime of memories. Let's say you have children, you go to school, and people say, what do you do for a living, sir? I'm Big Bird. That'd be kind of a fun conversation to have, don't you think?
I think it would be a very cool thing to have on your resume, for sure.
He's been on 4,400 episodes of Sesame Street. Those who worked with him thought through the years that he put his heart and soul into being Big Bird and Oscar, and I think that's true. Very nice. Very cute. Anyway, he's got a couple of puppeteers that'll take over for him. He mentored the two people replacing him for the past 20 years. So, congratulations. Have a wonderful retirement, Mr. Spinney. You've done yourself proud by being Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Yes, I love Frank.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword nighttime. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword nighttime. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword nighttime.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has a right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at Lens of Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And Schumer knows this, and Nancy Pelosi knows this, but they just don't want to give us the victory. I know for a fact. They said, you know what, we can't let them have the wall, because that would be another campaign promise fulfilled.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Missoula, Montana, saying Democrats are backing a caravan of people from Honduras heading here to the U.S. There are reportedly 4,000 in the group, including children, unclear who's paying the bill for food and water along the journey.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points, the NASDAQ dropping 157, and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Ladies are having a problem with me and my singing. Can you imagine that?
Oh, no, no problem at all.
Really? All right. No problem. No problem on. My Jamaican friends say, no problem. DJ V Show. Time 34, almost 35 after the hour now. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. How many of you remember Hillary Thornton? Please raise your hands. Hillary Thornton, remember making national headlines when her neighbor, a black man, recorded her blocking his entry into her apartment, his and her apartment building.
Oh, that woman.
And then when he walked by her, she followed him to the elevator and to his apartment door to see that he was who he said he was. And then she called the cops after watching him go into his own place with his own keys. Video has been viral.
She just wanted to hassle him, basically. Everywhere. She just wanted
him
to.
She's a hassler. Yeah, right. She was fired from her job at a real estate management company. By the way, the company did not own the building. She was fired for racial profiling. Mm-hmm. And now she's decided she's going to speak out. This is a story from St. Louis. She said in an interview, quote, "So when I noticed an individual that I didn't know, my only intent was to follow the direction that I've been given by our condo association board members, and that is to never allow access to any individual that you don't know." She said...
Even when they have keys and they're going into their own apartment?
Like, the building's front door was cracked to allow a dog to go outside. And anyway, this fellow had returned home from working late, walked in. She said that she didn't recognize him, asked him to show her a key fob to prove he lived there. He didn't. He refused. "I'm not going to show you. Who are you?" And then on the, if you listen to the video, she's heard asking if he is a resident, demanding that he share his unit number with her. "You want to come into my building? It's not your building," he says. "You're not the you're not the owner."
I wouldn't share my apartment number either if a random person in the building, because if she doesn't recognize him, he probably doesn't recognize her. You know, sometimes you don't know all of your neighbors in a building.
Of course.
I would never share my apartment with number with some random person just hanging around and following me.
Mm-hmm.
How creepy is that? And as a woman, I feel like she should understand. I would never do it, so why would you ask someone else to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this, but this is, don't you think this is endemic of a problem in our country on both sides?
What's the other, wasn't there another, I saw a headline yesterday, some woman called, like, Golf Cart Marge or something like that. That's her
name.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Black guy on a golf course? Yeah.
Yeah, she called the police because the guy was playing golf or something?
Yeah. Black guy on a white, well, there are, we all know that the golf courses, there are white golf courses, there are Jewish golf courses, there are Italian golf courses, black, you know, they can, it's a private organization, they can restrict the membership. So they can keep the golf course that my father belonged to, restricted it from Jews. Couldn't be Jew, couldn't belong
but
to golf
how,
course.
So, but how did, obviously, if the guy was playing golf, right, he was already on the course. I didn't read the story, so I don't know. But then how do you justify calling the police? Obviously, someone let him on the course to play. That just, it just seems like there are way too many stories right now of white women calling the police, A, for nothing, and it always happens to involve someone who's black. That woman in New York, and I think it was in Brooklyn, did you hear about that? She accused the 9-year-old boy who brushed by her with his mom in the store.
Yeah.
She accused him of
sexually
groping
molesting
her.
And thank God there was video of it. This poor boy walks behind her, his bag, touches her, and then she calls the police. That's
what the heck is going on to our society? What is going on here? What are your thoughts about how, you know, it's just, it's freaky kind of the way everything is recorded and everybody's getting themselves into a sort of a culture fight. It's about anything, nonsensical stuff.
Well, I think racial tensions are on the rise, and that's incredibly sad.
Is that
sad.
Because of the police relationship with minorities? Is that part of it?
Well, I'm just talking about citizens calling the police on each other. I think obviously the police tension.
So does that keep the police from doing their job? Is that one of the problems with the police? Well, they can't do their job well because they're getting called everywhere to do this kind of stupid stuff?
I think that people are relying on the police for everything. You remember the story of the little boy in, I want to say it was outside Chicago, he had the lawn mowing business, and he accidentally moved, like, swayed onto the neighbor's lawn. And
they called the cops on that.
I mean, it's just, it's the old cat in the tree. It's like, it's kind of coming, it's true now. People could call the police for everything. Oh, I didn't get my order at Starbucks right, call the police. Like, it's crazy. It's just crazy.
It is. It's
but there's a sad, very serious racial undertone to it that's not that far under the surface. And that's really scary to me, because I see so much racial tension bubbling to the surface, and there are, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, there are a lot of theories as to why that's happening now. But
what do you think the best one is?
You know, I've had very candid conversations with my friends who are black or who are Hispanic, and, you know, they definitely feel like since Obama left office that there is a backlash against minorities, and, you know, and it's a personal thing that that my friends have expressed, that they just think that there's tension. White people, not all white people, obviously, but there are some white people in this country now who feel that, you know, that Trump kind of speaks their language, and that they feel that they've been disenfranchised for 8 years. They feel like because we had a black man in the office for 8 years, that they're somehow white people were left behind, and there's resentment there. There's so much to it, and it's scary. I mean, when I think about it, it's scary. But, you know, that's, I think if you ask different groups of people around the country, they probably all would have a different answer.
Yeah. Well, it is, I guess, what it is, but it is perplexing, frankly. Another person whose name is in the news, Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. You know who she is? Natalie.
That's one heck of a name.
Mayflower Sowers Edwards, senior advisor at the Treasury Department, leaking confidential documents about a number of Russian probe targets, including Paul Manafort. Officials at the FBI and the Department of Justice announced Wednesday they had arrested Ms. Edwards. She faces charges of illegally disclosing suspicious activity. Uh-huh. Illegally disclosing suspicious activity.
So she leaked a report, is essentially, right?
If you're going to leak a report, why don't you send it to some real news organization?
Well, now, so here's my question. Obviously, what she did was illegal, and she can be in jail for 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
How is this, and I don't know the answer to this, this is not, like, I genuinely don't know. How is this different from what Chelsea Manning did?
Same, I don't know, sounds like the same kind of thing to me.
Kind of sounds similar, yeah.
Yeah, it does, yep. It doesn't pay, what's that expression?
I wonder what, like, what, except that
crime
she,
doesn't pay.
Right, yeah. Except that she probably felt like she was doing some sort of patriotic duty.
Patriotic
and
duty.
I understand it. Yep, I totally understand that. But what else do you get from that? 10 years in the big house.
Another day older and deeper in debt. I was looking at some of the, you'll enjoy this, some of the sponsors that have been on this program. This is the 30th anniversary month of the, what was the Good Day program is, matured into the DJV program, but I've been doing a morning syndicated radio program for 30 years this month. And I was looking at some of the commercials, as we're about to listen to a few, some of the products that have been on here, tax amnesty packages, Tyson Chicken, the NRA, imagine having commercials with the NRA, Breath Assure, Math Made Easy. Remember those commercials? Remember that? Electric mobility, about an electric cart that brought you could use to get around, seniors get around. Dental jet. I wish Richie were around. I used to have a product. This, I'm going to leave you with this thought. Your imagination, please put it in high gear. We would gales of laughter when Richie found out that I used to sell something on the air called the dental jet. Well, it was the same tool that was used, as I think about it, the dental jet was used to clean your teeth, you know, with water, like those pick things. It was a brand of a pick, but it had two different heads on it. One you could use for your teeth, and the other one you could use to give yourself an enema.
Oh, what?
During those commercials. If we could find some audio of those, Bob's listening right now. If he could find some audio of those commercials, go back, I don't know, probably 25 years or so. But ask, Kara, ask Richie about the dental jet.
Do they also have an end that you could give yourself a lobotomy with? Because I feel like that's what I need now. I need to clear my brain out.
I will clear it out with a couple of good commercials here, 45 past the hour.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100 or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th to 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, you've been sitting in front of that fan for a while now, Deborah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, I'm good.
You sure? Because your lips are looking pretty chapped.
That's life on the open road.
Well, yeah, it would be. But we're in an office building.
It's hard to be without your bike. So do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As the hot weather subsides, Americans are trading beaches for pumpkin patches and preparing to splurge on fall travel and activities. According to a Bank of America survey, Americans plan to spend an average of $960 on seasonal events this autumn. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall has no shortage of food and travel activities, so you'll want to have a credit card that rewards your seasonal spending. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card, you earn an unlimited 2 points for every dollar you spend on dining and travel purchases, and 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on all other purchases. These rewards can be used towards upcoming holiday gifts and travel. Even sweeter, if you're a Bank of America Preferred Rewards client, you earn an additional 25 to 75% rewards bonus on every purchase.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I'm up in the space. The International Space Station has nobody in it at the moment, but they still have the cameras on, and there is a fabulous, a very descriptive, graphic picture. It almost looks like you could, if you look at this picture, it's like you're standing over this site and you don't realize that you're looking at a glacier. It's just a fabulous, you Google this thing, and I try to paint pictures and speak visually so that some of the best material, which requires us to use our imagination, or now, because of the tools that we have, we can just Google, in this case, glacier ice or glacial. It looks like flour, though. If you look at the picture, some kind of a newfangled health food. The satellite sends back images of what looks like flour. It's glacial. It's described as glacial flour streaming over the landscape in Greenland. It's fine-grained silt formed by the glaciers grinding each other on each other and the rock that they hit. It's fascinating. Huh. You should check it out. 10 before the hour, checking things out. This is the DJV Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It is the season for home improvements. Whether you're renovating your home, decorating your home, do-it-yourself projects at home, there is a lot of information around. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of some of the must-do fall improvement projects that you can schedule. Brian Kelsey joins us, a licensed home improvement contractor. He's been on television a lot, on radio. He's actually a renovation expert, recognized as someone who is an authority in this field, so why not put him to work as we talk about home improvements. A checklist, maybe, Brian, is where we start. The appliances, we want to buy appliances for Christmas presents, or is it something we ought to do right now rather than wait for Christmas? What are some of the deals? What are some of the good things around for appliances in the fall?
Good morning, Doug. Yeah, definitely. There's a lot to do, all right? So let's start on the outside of the house, because that's really where, you know, we want to focus now before it gets too cold and messy and the weather. Get up there and take a look at the gutters. Make sure your gutters are clean and full, you know, to have no debris in there, because, you know, once the cold weather hits or the rain or this, whatever kind of weather you have, whatever part of the country you are, you're still going to have some messy weather, and there could be leaks. And if there are leaks, then the whole house is ruined. There's no point in getting new appliances or doing anything inside if the roof is not protecting us. So make sure the shingles are in order, no broken shingles. Make sure everything that's supposed to be caulked is caulked, or there's flashing around the dormers or the chimney. Just give it a once over, because now is the time to do it. Because, you know, once it gets kind of messy, it's going to be not that easy to get up there and, you know, have something
yep. fixed. I just did mine, and I have screens over my gutters too. How often do you find it, and do you recommend that people put screens over their gutters?
I love that idea. I think because, it really, and so basically, if you don't know what it is, it's like a screen that kind of goes over the top of the gutters, and there's leaves and stuff just kind of wash off the whole roof and the gutters, and you don't have anything, you know, kind of clogging in there. So it's a really, you know, helpful way to kind of do that, and, you know, and of course it makes it easier now when you don't want to get up there and try to clean them out.
Right. I'm a country guy. I live in the country. I have some projects going on now, like I painted my front door. I'm worried a little bit about a roof where I see something looks like it's seeping through. And then there's painting to protect areas that are exposed on your house. All those things that I've done, they good ideas?
Absolutely. You know, like preventative stuff like the roof and proactive, that will save you big time. And, you know, painting obviously is one of them, especially, you know, as it gets you know, colder and you want to be more proactive inside.
All right. So let's move inside then and work on the inside. Sounds to me like you're eager to help people move inside. What are we doing in terms of downstairs, upstairs, the basement? What are people most likely to need to do at this time of year?
Well, this time of year, let's think about it. You know, we're heading into the holiday season. You know, we'll have guests coming over. There's going to be a major laundry situation, right? You know, people are coming and taking showers and staying over. So I like to focus on the laundry room because there are a lot of easy things you can do to upgrade your laundry room. Even simple things like you said, like painting or just like organizing baskets and having things, everything in its place, labeling things, maybe making like a folding station or, you know, putting in a small work area. But of course, what is the big thing we need is the washer and dryer. And like you said, you know, listen, it's a holiday, so you got a good gift here, and that could be your new washer and dryer. I've actually teamed up with Maytag, and I want to tell you about this washer and dryer set that is absolutely perfect. That if you're in the need for one, you got to check these out. So now the dryer, really good, 8.8 cubic foot capacity. You can hold 21 towels in there. That is a lot of towels. And combined here, you've got a great upgrade for your laundry room. And you can go to Maytag.com for information on these.
All right, Maytag.com. Maytag, a great American company, great American name. It's kind of fun to still see those names around and that they are contributing. And, yeah, I think that there are a lot of people who are starting. Look at the home construction, Brian, that's going on now all across the country. Home values are crazy, and people are building and they're remodeling. I would think it would be tough to find people like you to do the work. Is that one of the real problems, finding qualified people to actually do the work?
Yes, true, but that's why I'm trying to help people do the project.
Do it on their own.
Right. Do it on themselves,
Do it on their own. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Brian Kelsey is here, home improvement expert, a focus on what to do at home as we think about home decor for the fall here on the DJB Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.